Our guest is Keith Wonder Boy Johnson. Keith, is quartet music your passion?
Yes, it is. I'm really living my dream. This is what I wanted to do, and the Lord made it happen.
Being from Brooklyn, you've got a quartet group. Explain that to me, would you?
Well, my dad grew up. My dad and my mom is from South Carolina. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and raised in Brooklyn, New York. And what a lot of people don't know is just New York have tons of quartet groups. It's just, you know, a lot of them haven't been blessed to hit the national level. But, I mean, we have plenty. They always be shocked there's a New York group. But we have a lot of quartet groups, to be exact.
Quartets, are they in trouble? Are they disappearing?
Yes, sometimes they do, you know, which is unfortunate. But, I mean, for what it's all worth, the Lord has really blessed. Because if you look at some of the artists with the longest jeopardy, you know, the longest careers, it's the traditional / quartet style, you know, music. Look how long Pastor Shirley Caesar been out there. The Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Wham Brothers. You know, all these people got over 30 years. The Dixon Hummingbird been professional over 50 years. You know, these are the type of the people like that. But, I mean, that's what I'm praying, that the Lord change, and I'm doing the best that I can do, and like the show, you know, the media and you know, all the different people that the traditional artists can do the same thing. We singing about the same person, same message, and I mean, we've been blessed to a lot of, been dubbed as the New Wave Quartet. You know, we introduce a lot of young people who might don't usually listen to traditional music, but a lot of them listen to Keith Wonderboy Johnson, and I'm, you know, it's a blessing from that.
How could you educate young folks on the great sound of quartet music?
So what I'm doing right now, I'm just trying to educate them. I'm letting them know the new style songs, there's nothing wrong with that. I love them. I love the traditional. I love worship and praise. I love the urban. I'm even into rap gospel. But we can't forget about our heritage. The roots of gospel is traditional. That's church. The traditional style, you know, gospel. And there's a room before the choirs or the contemporary artists could travel. It was the quartet groups out there dealing with, you know, segregation and all these tough things. You know, it was the Caravans, your Dixon Hummingbirds, yeah. Swan Silvertones. You know, they have to know this. Just like I went to an event, young people, and I was singing some old songs, and I just did a concert with the Angelics. And a lot of people thought, like, songs like Bound for Mount Zion and This Old Building, Keep On Leading, they thought they were, like, public domain songs. I'm like, no. The angelic gospel singers. You have to teach them. You know, there's a lot of old songs that some of the young kids, they know, but, you know, they hear them at church sometimes. But, you know, we have to let them know. We cannot forget, you know, the world, they cherish their legends. Cherish their legends. So I feel we should do the same thing.
Who inspired you, Keith?
Well, I've always been inspired by, like, trendsetters. I've always been inspired by, like, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Canton Spirituals, the Winans, Evangelist Shirley Caesar. You know, those are people that really, you know, the Dixon Hummingbirds. Just like, you know, I got to meet Mr. Tucker and got to talking to him. Found out the same show that I used to look at when I was a kid, found out that was him singing the theme song. Like on PBS, when it came to Electric Company, teaching you about your conjunctions. On the synthesis, that was Mr. Ira Tucker. Conjunction, what's your function? See, a lot of people don't know that.
Our guest is Keith Wonder Boy Johnson, Brooklyn, New York. What's the word, Keith, for the military?
Well, I mean, it's always, you got to have faith in the Lord. That's with all of that. Your faith, when you go in and taking care, we appreciate because you're taking care of us and you protected our country. So your faith got to be strong. That's why I let them know how much we appreciate them. And it's personal to me because my brother is in the armed forces. Definitely always stay prayerful of the armed forces.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the flooding in New Orleans, can you expound on that?
What we're doing now, because we just did a concert Sunday in Jackson, Mississippi, it was also to start the Cancer Foundation. Harvey Watkins Sr., who's a spiritual, Harvey Watkins Sr. Cancer Foundation, started that we're trying to help also because, you know, we have a lot of people that we know personally that was in the Louisiana area. And I've been know this, but this just been bringing, it's been brought to the nation now how serious the poverty level was in Louisiana. There are a lot of people you're seeing on TV that's on top of the houses or whatever. Those are the people in Louisiana that did not have money to leave. A lot of people that were blessed with the resources to leave, they left. A lot of those people, it's different if you don't have money to gas up a car and leave. Or if the car that you have won't make it 30 miles. You know, it's not in a good enough condition. So, I mean, you know, it's always, we always need help. I understand they can always do bills to do all these other things, instead of driving up gas and tolls and all of that. I feel we need to help the people.
Our guest, Keith Wonderboy Johnson.